Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me today. As with the Lord's help, we'll conclude this message I've been sharing this week, The Way Out of Discouragement. And the text I've been using is found in Numbers, the 21st chapter, verse 4. And they journeyed from Mount Hor by the way of the Red Sea to compass the land of Edom, and the soul of the people was much discouraged because of the way. And so I've been sharing as being led of the Lord with those that are going through discouragement. There are a few things quite as enervating as robbing of strength, the vision of purpose, as being discouraged. Elijah experienced that. Moses, many of the great people of the Bible, the heroes of faith, if you will, experienced a time of discouragement. I mean, Gideon, when God, the angel of the Lord appeared to Gideon, he said, "Oh, great and mighty man of God, the Lord is with thee." And he says, "If the Lord is with us, why are we gone? Why are we going through all that we've gone through?" He was hiding in the wine press for fear of the enemy. And so we are so short-sighted in our natural vision, and we need to have the Lord's perspective that we are already seated with Him in heavenly places, and though the enemy may fight, that is not cause for discouragement. If we give in to our feelings, if we let them have predominance and strength over what we know the Word of God tells us, well, then we'll be really sunk in that miry pit. Look at David said, he said he brought me up also out of a horrible pit. Horrible. When you're in that place, it's horrible. Out of the miry clay, he did this. He brought me out, and he set me on a rock and established my goings. And he hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and shall fear and shall trust in the Lord. And so, beloved, it's because of those horrible pits, the places of discouragement, the places where there seems to be no vision, no hope, nothing going forward. You're just surrounded by shadows and darkness. I'm going to ask right now the Lord to dispel the shadows and the darkness. Father, in Jesus' name, I take authority over discouraging spirits that would oppress your beloved. Lord, I pray that they shall see with the eyes of faith. Lord, things are hard. Things have been very, very difficult. Their strength has been sapped physically and emotionally and spiritually. But Father, I pray for that supernatural replenishing and restoring of their soul, where there will be renewed vision and hope and faith and a knowledge that in spite of their weaknesses, God, you're able to be with them and strengthen them and bring their journey to completion successfully. Thank you, Lord, for the victory. Thank you, the victory that overcomes the world is our faith, faith in you. In Jesus' name, Father, we thank you for it. Praise God. Well, we've been looking at the causes of discouragement, and there's so many. There's our own incapacity. I mean, look at Moses. We used him as an example. There is the another one is the fear of man. We can be discouraged because we feel we can't measure up, that we are not able to be successful in the things that God would cause us to be successful in. And circumstances, just the constant battle and burden of the attacks of the enemy. And when faith appears, beloved, when, and that's my purpose, to let God stir the faith that he has placed within you. That discouragement will go. Faith flies when discouragement appears. We have to choose between them. They won't mix. You can't have some faith and some discouragement. It's when we're discouraged, it just drives faith out. And within the heart of man, beloved, there is a desire to master, to rule. Why? God gave that dominion mandate, if you will, to Adam and Eve. This is what he placed them to have rule over the earth, the animals, the fish of the sea, the fowl of the air, living things, to tend the garden. And so God has never taken that away from us. But the way we have to start, beloved, and I want you to hear me, yes, there's things you may wish to do for God, for your loved ones, even for yourself, that you can be provide for yourself, be successful. But we have to begin with ourselves. We have to master our inner life. And as we do that, then the circumstances of our lives change. You know, for example, better is a man who is able to control his temper, to rule his wrath, if you will, than he that takes a city. It is a hard thing to learn how to control and defeat the work of the enemy, that he will not have dominion over us, but that as Jesus, he learned obedience by the things that he suffered. That was Hebrews 5:8. We have to have that desire to have personal victory no matter what the enemy brings our way. Over and over, the psalmist asked himself this question: why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted within me? Sometimes we don't know. Sometimes we don't have the answer. Sometimes there's very specific things. It's because of whatever, you fill in the blanks. But each time the psalmist answers himself with the argument of God, he says, "Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him who is the health of my countenance and my God." He doesn't go into introspection. He doesn't analyze his disquietude. He doesn't try to argue it away, but he turns to the Lord and by faith begins to praise him. Praise God. You know, I'm thinking of that song. If I had it, I'd play it for you right now. "It is well with my soul. Hallelujah, when peace like a river attendeth my soul. Whate'er betide, I am able," I can't remember the words now if I sang it, but I don't want to sing it for you. "Whatever betide, I have learned to trust in him no matter what." And I think the brother who wrote that, he had just lost his wife and child at sea, you know, had been experiencing tremendous loss, but he was able to say, "It is well with my soul." And beloved, that's what we need to be able to do. It is well, no matter how life is going on around you, no matter the circumstances that actually you may not have control over. There may be chaos in other people's lives, and yet you are able to have a peace that passes all understanding within you because of your faith in God. God will deliver. He's a faithful God. He will answer prayer. Jesus, as I mentioned in an earlier broadcast, he had to be tempted with discouragement, but he didn't give in to discouragement, because in Isaiah, it speaks prophetically of him, Isaiah 42:4, "He shall not fail nor be discouraged till he have set judgment in the earth." Hallelujah. That's when he comes back, the return of the king, the millennial reign, "and the isles shall wait for his law." Praise God. So what is the way out of discouragement, beloved? Well, the secret of victory is Jesus. He is the way, the truth, and the life. The Israelites were discouraged because of the hardness of the way, the difficulty of the way, as it said in Numbers 21:4, much discouraged because of the way, because of the things they were going through, because of the things they encountered. But Jesus said, if we can put our eyes on him, Jesus said, "If your eye be single, your whole body shall be full of light." And as I prayed earlier, the shadows to go, the darkness to go. And if our eyes are single on Jesus, our whole body shall be filled with light. The secret of victory is in Jesus. John 16:33, I have overcome. The source of joy is Jesus. He said, be of good cheer. The secret of our comfort is in me, ye might have peace. Lord, grant that in Jesus' name. My beloved, I lift you up and bear you up on eagle's wings and bring you to myself. I know the weariness. I know the heat of the battle that you have experienced, but I would minister to you today, and I would give you strength in your inner man. I would cause your spirit to be refreshed, your mind to be renewed by the Word of God. Know that I am your strength. It does not depend on your strength, your expertise, but stand still, the Lord says. Yea, stand still and see the salvation of your God. For I shall fight for you, and I shall make a way where there seems to be no way. I will make a way in the wilderness as I did for my people. I will cause streams and rivers to run in the wilderness. I shall cause the barren place to blossom as a rose. And you shall know that the arm of the Lord is not shortened that it cannot save, neither is his ear heavy that it cannot hear. For I, the Lord, am with you, and I shall bring you forth into a large place where you shall see that behind the scenes, even in the time of testing, I have been moving to bring to pass your heart's desires, to bring to pass the answers to your prayers that you have laid upon my altar. So rejoice, beloved, be encouraged, and know that I am with you. I will not fail you. I will not turn you aside, and neither will I forsake you, says the Lord who loves you with an everlasting love. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for your presence. Words are so feeble. Words are so inadequate. But the living Word, Jesus, is sufficient for every one of our needs. I pray that he touch you deeply, deeply today, and give you renewed strength that you can go forward in hope and faith and victory and peace, a peace that surpasses the world, a peace that the world cannot give. A peace that will stand in the midst of trials and troubles and circumstances, and you shall rejoice in the Lord. Amen. Praise God. I thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it. Amen. Well, I do invite you to write and share your prayer needs. Thank you for joining me this week. I continue to pray for you earnestly, faithfully, every day. My UCM partners, it's such a blessing and joy to hear from you. And if God is moving on some of you, may have never written, I do invite you to write because God has a reason and purpose in doing so. Until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.